rooted in these two stages, the Alpayim Shana of Torah and the Alpayim Shana of Itfus the Mashiach, Moshe Rabbeinu Tzadik V'Tov Lo, Rabbi Akiva, Torah Shabbat, Tzadik V'Ra Lo, the two Anoichis, the Anoichi B'Tzeitzach Mitzrayim, the Anoichi B'Tzeitzim Yerushalayim, the Anoichi who was Hoitzim Mitzrayim, the Nisim Geluim, and the Anoichi that was Hast upon him. It's all the same thread, but they're two different modalities. I'm trying to understand what that has to do with us. I'm trying to understand where we fit into all of this. Is because we're trying to understand what type of betochen we're supposed to have. Are we supposed to have betochen aleph, which is the betochen of the chayvus levavos, that if you have the right level of betochen, you get whatever you want. Get whatever you want.
Whatever you want, whatever you need.
Yeah. Whatever you want. Whatever you ask for, Hashem will give you. Baal betochen, whatever he wants, he'll get. Rashi, betochen base, the second type of betochen, which we said is Rashi's betochen, from the Pasuk Tomentim Mashalakecho, is you makabel ba'ava, whatever you get. You don't tell Hashem what to give you, because as we said, if you're going to tell Hashem what to give you, then you're responsible for your Olam Haba. Hashem says, I'll give you whatever you want. You're chray, you've got betochen, you ask, I'll give you whatever you want. But you are chray for your Olam Haba. The second level, Rashi's level, which we said is a higher level, is you makabel whatever Hashem gives you, and Hashem says, I'll take care of your Olam Haba. But if you think you know what's good for you, if you think you know what's going to get you into Olam Haba, then ask for it, I'll give it to you. And we said, no one today really can do that. So we asked, why do you need both levels then? Just have the second one. No one's going to choose the first one. We said, Nachnami, this tukufa, we're not going to accept the first one, but how do we get to the darga of Rashi's? Is you have to go through the diagram of the Chayvus HaLevavos. And that we said is Moshe Rabbeinu. You have to go through Moshe Rabbeinu in order to get to Rabbi Akiva. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand Rabbi Akiva's Torah. When they asked Rabbi Akiva, where did you get your Torah from? He said, from Moshe. Means the ability to be a tzaddik v'ralo and to mebakabel ba'av, the tzaddik v'ralo, I got from Moshe Rabbeinu. That means how do you go through a Tisha B'Av? With the Imun and B'Tochen, you got on Pesach. That's why Pesach and Tisha B'Av is on the same night. You first have to go through the stage where the Chosen shows the color what he's worth. Then when the Chosen hides himself, the color knows who she's dealing with, so she can still be loyal too. But that's a higher darga. That's pretty much what we've been dealing with, I think, this week. Not now. Let's get into this a little bit. We started and we stopped. I want to get into this. How was Rabbi Akiva able to do what he did? Sulkinos pasavar returns to Basel. They stripped the flesh off his body. The Talmidim said Ad Kan, and he's saying Shema. He's saying Shema. How did he do that? Okay. I'll tell you. The Pirusha Gro al Aposik Yishakenim in the Shikois Piu. Aposik in Shir Hashirim. What's Yishakenim and Yishkois Piu? What's Piu? It's not Piu, it's Piv. When you kiss someone, you don't kiss them with mouth, you kiss them with your lips, your mouth. The Tevis Piu, Murkevis Mishnei Tevis. Piha, Piv. There's two words in Piu. There's Piha and there's Piv. Kaviyachala Kodesh Baruch Hu Noshek Neklesis Yisrael. Kodesh Baruch Hu is giving a kiss. Ula mi'idach gam Knesset Yisrael neshekes leKodesh Baruch Hu. There's a kiss you get from Hashem, and then there's you giving Hashem a kiss. And that's included in Yishakenim and Shikis Puyot. It's talking about two different... let's see what the grain says. Matai yiskes Knesset Yisrael leKodesh Baruch Hu. When was the kiss from Klal Yisrael to HaKodesh Baruch Hu? V'istaklusel shel Rabbi Akiva. When Rabbi Akiva got killed, v'kach ne'emar sham. B'shasha, it says Rabbi Akiva la'harigo z'man kriya shma hayo. V'yusoykim es besore b'mesrokos shel Basel. Z'man kriya shma, they were busy. Excuse me just 1 second, I need to say shma. Can you just, just tell the Romans, can you hold on 1 second? I need to say shma. Sorry. No, they carried on and he had to say shma. Amrul Tamir of Rabbeinu Ad Kan? Such a level of person, that's how far person has to go? When they're busy ripping you to pieces and you have to say Shema? You say Shema? Omalem kol yomai ha'isi mitztayer al posuk zeh. My whole life, I was worried about this pasuk. But kol nafshecha afilu not on that shavshecha. You have to love Hashem even if He's killing you. Amati matay yovo lideva kemenu. When's it going to come and I'll be able to makaim it? Interesting problem to have. Va'achshav shebo liyada eloha kemenu. Now that it's arrived, I shouldn't makaim it. Kol yomai, my whole life, I was worrying about this. Being able to makaim this tzivoy. Now that it's come, I shouldn't makaim it? Hayimarich be'echad at sheyotzes nishmosa be'echad. Yotzes ha'baskol v'omer ashrecha Rebbi Akiva sheyotzes nishmosa be'echad. It's more in brokers when you look at it. Ashrecha Rebbi Akiva sheyotzes nishmosa be'echad. Nishmosa Rebbi Akiva shehaya kamo, shehi, kamo b'chinas tzadik v'ralo. As we said, Rebbi Akiva is the Rebbe of tzadik v'ralo. He's achta be'echad im HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He became united with Hashem. Mitoich Kabbalas Yisurim Ba'ava, the Simcha. Zehu Kesha Shel Dveikas Kesha Ava Nitzchis Shemachzira Knesset Yisrael Leboyeretz. That Dveikas, that Kesha that brings us back to Hashem. Zeh Betochen Goma Minit Boyus Barach. Total Betochen in Hashem. Whatever Hashem is doing is best for me. That means Ani Olech Achrei HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Kol Tanai U'B'Kol Matzav. It's an unconditional love. That's the kiss we give Hashem. In Mitzrayim, Hashem gave us a kiss. We had nothing to give Him. He gave us a kiss. Rebbe Akiva what? He gave back the kiss. That's, again, we see the difference between Moshe Rabbeinu and Rebbe Akiva. We saw Moshe Rabbeinu's death was Mrs. Nashika. How did he die? Should give him a kiss, taking like a hair out of milk. Okay. How did Rebbe Akiva die? By giving Hashem a kiss. How did Rebbe Akiva do this? So the secret is b'kol yomai. If you walk into the amphitheater and the Romans are starting to thrash your body apart with iron combs, you don't say Shema. You're not ready for it. You're not prepared for it. You're completely behelim. What's going on here? They're trying to kill me. Ma, you're thinking about it. How did Rebbe Akiva do this? Because he was prepared for it. He was working on this his whole life. He's worked on it his whole life. How do you come home and you walk through the front door and you don't get angry when whatever's happening that you don't want to be happy is happening? How do you do that? You don't. You don't. If you walk into the house and things or whatever, things are, that make you angry are happening, you're going to get angry. How do you do it? You have to prepare. You have to work on it. You have to. It takes a lot of achana to be able to get to the point where, and that's the secret. That's exactly what he's saying. Ad Khan? The Talmidim asking, how do you do this? Ad Khan? This is what you're supposed to do when they're stripping your flesh with iron combs. You're supposed to be with Manuchas HaNefesh saying Kriya Shema? Ad Khan? I'm going to call Yomai Isi Mitzdar Apostle. Why did you say to them? Of course. B'chol Nafshecha. Why did you say to him? Yes, that's the getter of a kol afshecha. He said, no, kol yoma mitztayer. I was working on this my whole life.
He had a perfect control on himself.
But that's only because he was preparing.
Yes.
You can only do this if you're prepared for it.
Yes.
And that's in all areas of Yiddishkeit. If you're not going to prepare, it's not going to happen. But keep getting angry, of course, because when was the last time you actually spend 10 minutes before you walk through the front door saying, you know, whatever you need to say. I'm not going to get angry, this is going to happen. Okay, work on it. Kol yomai. Day in, day out. Whenever he said Kriya Shema, he had this in mind. When they come to kill me, I'm going to be ready for this. When am I going to, be ready? He was working on it. No, it's not Rebbe Akiva just happened to be able to pull this one out of the bag, you know, we'll wrap it up the hat. Kol yomai. Wait, because most people don't notice that. Well, I never saw it. When you learn this Gemara, whoever notices the Kol Yomai Misi Tzdar Al Posuk. Anyway. V'kach me'alfeinu Bina binyan ze bala voidus a kodesh, the Torah's kohanim, v'after a recha kamoicha. Rebbe Akiva oimer ze klal gadol b'Torah. Who's the Rebbe of v'after a recha kamoicha? Rebbe Akiva. Whatever is hateful your friend, don't do. What does it mean? Whatever your friend, whatever you hate, that your friend will do to you, don't do to him. That's because a person, the person wants that the people that love him should be for him shleima. When does that happen? When that's when he doesn't want any purpose out of his love. He has no hope that he'll get anything back from this guy. Because somebody who loves because he wants something back, he loves himself, he doesn't love the other person. This also learned the story with the fish. He loves fish. So you don't love fish, you love yourself. If you love the fish, you put it back in the sea. You don't eat something you love. You love yourself. You like what the fish does for you. It's the same, yeah. When I'm giving to somebody, when I'm loving somebody because of the tachlis I want from it, that has nothing to do with loving the other person. That's all about me. But you have to love your friend. And who's your friend? Chazal tell us already that it's Hashem. In the Riecha is included Hashem. It's the same as when you ask your friend to do something for you, you want him to do it. You ask somebody to do you a favor, you want him to do you the favor. When Hashem asks us to do something, you love Hashem, so then do it. That's it, you have to love Hashem, your beloved Hashem. First of all, distance yourself from the things that he hates. If you love somebody, you're not going to do things that he hates. Shehizi alayim b'taroso. Lo miyiras anshom. I'm not doing because I don't want to get punished. I'm doing because I don't want to be out of sync with Hashem. I don't want to do something that Hashem finds despicable. Your heart shouldn't be out of sync with Hashem. You shouldn't be arguing with Hashem. There's two aspects. When you're faced with the sign, should I do this mitzvah or not? Should I do this avayir or not? Avada, there's the schav or enish and you need to use it. Avada, that's a loli shmo that one needs to use. But there's a deeper aspect here. If this is your best friend asked you not to do this, why are you doing it? Why are you trying to mangiz him? Why are you upsetting him? You love him. What does that mean? That means our whole Yiddishkeit is about relationship. A whole Torah is about a relationship. He loves you, you love him. So you want him to do what you want him to do for you, and he wants you to do what he wants you to do for him. So if you love somebody, you don't do things that they find hateful. It's a whole different perspective on reality. Yiddishkeit's a bris, it's a covenant, it's a relationship. Very hard to get the Christological atmosphere that we grew up with out of ourselves. It's in the air, you just absorb it. We all grew up, to the best of my knowledge, in Christian environment. And it's just, that's part of what you grew up with, is this. You know, it's got nothing to do with Yiddishkeit.
Why would we say that? I mean, Moshe, he said Shimon al-Orim, he in a moment, he had a lapse. So his lapse didn't take away from his love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the same way that we have a lapse, we might get angry for a moment with our wives or our children, it doesn't take away from our love, does it?
way dicker question. Is it a Siba or a Siba? What's the... Oh no, there's just something called bad midas. We have midas and we have bad midas and... So to answer your question, the answer to your question is yes or no. Yes. If you do anything to hurt another person, if you do anything that upsets another person, then there's lacking in that act. But the answer is no. It doesn't necessarily mean. So what am I saying? I'm contradicting myself. It's a safe way to go, you know, whichever way I said it, I'm right. Depends where you're talking. In the ideal, which is what we're talking about now, when we're defining the absolute ideal is yes. You love somebody, you wouldn't hurt them. Sorry, you wouldn't. The same as you wouldn't chop off your own finger, you're not going to chop off someone else's finger because you love them. The same as you don't want someone shouting at you, and if somebody shouts at you, you don't feel so nice, and you want to feel that, you wouldn't call someone you love to feel that. Anachiname, 100%. But we don't live in ideal. We live in a place where we're struggling and battling with many, many, many different factors. We have a mid of kas. We have a mid of gaiva. We have all complex, we're a complex cholent of all sorts of different pools and tugs and whatever. And we're not at the point where the ava has reached a level where that ava is going to mevatel everything that's bad. It's not going to happen practically. So yeah, the love that I have for this person now, whatever it is, 60, 70, whatever it is on the Richter scale, when I do what I'm not supposed to do, I don't know if it affects the level of the ava that I have for you. Because the ava is not sholem. But you're right. If the ava is sholem, then there's no way you could do anything to hurt them any more than you could do anything to hurt yourself. But the truth is, when we're not sholem, we even hurt ourselves. We get angry. You know what you do to yourself when you get angry? You're destroying everything you have. Person worked and he was learning and had a great day, whatever, and his mum is dubbing nasty, whatever. He comes home and he kicks the dog and bites the kids or whatever. I don't know what people do anymore. Yeah? You just took $1 million that you made this morning at work and you just burnt it. You just threw your neshama out the window. So we do. We kill ourselves. But I don't love myself. No, we don't have the shleimus yet. We're not shalem. Nachinami. But I'm sure there's a lot more to your question. Your question is more penetrating and it needs to be thought through more exactly what drives what. But yes, in the ideal, no question. Because the Torah never teaches principles that are flawed. The Torah is telling you, if you love someone, you won't do anything to them that you don't want them to do to you. 100%. But we don't live in ideal. So yeah, we're aiming for that and we're striving for that. We want to get there one day, Bezrat Hashem. But in the meantime, my midas very often override. Now, there's another complexity to your question, and that is this. The minute before I got angry with you, let's say. I'm using anger because that's a common word. Could be that my love was what it was supposed to be. Yeah? Oh, yeah, I have to reverse back a little bit more, sorry. There's a yesodia you need to know. Very important yesodia. Rav Dessler asked the following question. Rabbi Tat spoke about this when he spoke here 100 years ago as well. And that is, how is it possible that a person who knows if he keeps smoking is going to die, keeps smoking? Surely the desire to live is stronger than the desire for a cigarette. Yeah? Here's this guy. Die, one puff of pleasure. Die, one puff of pleasure. And he always chooses the cigarette. And he told stories about people that he saw in the emergency wards, whatever, coming in with Berger's disease, whatever. Their legs had been chopped off or whatever, and they were still smoking. And how's that possible? You can have two conflicting ritzoinos. The one is a super, you know, is the Incredible Hulk, and the other one's a little flea, and the flea always wins. Rav Dessler, by the way, had a hard time giving up smoking. He even made a nether to give up smoking, you know. made a shvur neder to stop smoking. Eventually, he was mevatel the neder, but he never smoked again. But he had a real hard time giving up smoking.
It's a question of timing. That means we prefer to have a good time now, and after we will see.
So he says that Rav Dessler says like this. What you're saying, but just he puts it into Shreirish. You can't have two Ritzoinos at the same time. It's not that there's two conflicting Ritzoinos here. When he's having the cigarette, he has no desire to live. When he desires to live and he decides not to have the cigarette, there's no desire for a cigarette, there's a desire to live. There's not a conflicting Rotso. There's only one driver that can sit in the seat at any given time. There's a wall, who's going to get into the seat? Who's going to sit on the seat? The cigarette or the but at the moment he has the cigarette, it's not that he's having a cigarette and he's squashed his desire to live. There is no rotten to live at that moment.
Explain the guilt for him when he's taking the puff.
The what?
Explain the guilt for him when he's taking the puff.
The guilt?
Take the puff and feel at the same time he shouldn't be doing this. How do you explain that?
No, at the moment that he's having the puff, he's not saying, I shouldn't be doing this. No. He has a rotten to do this and he's doing it. There's another nakuda I will get to, in Achinami. You know that. He coughs himself to sleep at night, right? He swears he's never going to take another cigarette in his life again. Wakes up the next morning feeling better. What's the first thing he does? It's a cigarette. And then he feels bad about it. But as the moment he's having the cigarette, he doesn't feel bad. 2 seconds after the Aveira, you feel bad. No one's ever, while he's doing the Aveira, saying he's a little shover. When he's in the grips of the Aveira, he has a rot song to do it. He's doing it. Because now he doesn't have the rot song to love. Okay, there's a complex sugya, very complicated sugya. It's the shreish of the whole sugya of tefillah. I'll get to the whole sugya now, but that could be the same. Why am I saying this? It could be the same as with you, with your question. At the moment that he's angry, you're right, I don't love you. At that moment of, after I calm down and I'm back to normal again, of course I love you. He says, what were you doing? Well, because when I was doing it, I'd lost my neshama. I wasn't me. I lost myself, I lost my temper. You lose your temper, you lost your neshama, you lost your Adam Hamadabi, you became a behema. You became a Balavod Azari, you're not you. Okay, so anger is an obvious example. There are others, there's other middas or whatever, not as. But that might be the Nakuda as well. I don't know. Tzarichi and Godel, it's a very, very excellent question. There's also the Nakuda, which I think we dealt with already, or we'll see it now. I don't exactly know where it is, I've lost. And that is Rav Shimon Shkop's kasha on this Vavterecha Kamoicha Zek Klal Godel B'Torah, is Rabbi Akiva, right? Who taught us Chayecha Koidmim? Rabbi Akiva. It's a stira, no? You're out in the desert, there's only enough water for you or your friend. Whoever drinks the water will live. If you both drink it, you'll both die. Whoever drinks it's going to get out, the other guy's going to get down. So you're holding the bottle of water, it's your water. Do you drink it or you give it to your friend? So machlokes in the Gemara there, at Shebori, Bekiva Vama, Chayecha Koidmi, your life comes first. He dies, you drink the water, wish him well, and off you go. Promise to send regards to his family, and off you go. That's called Vatarecha Koidmi. The Stiri Lechoyim, no? So we learned that's not a stira. Shimon Shkop says it's not a stira. It says, V'after Arecha Kamoicha. V'after Arecha can't start until there's a Kamoicha. Until you know who you are, until you know what your relationship with Hashem is, and until there's a Kamoicha, V'after Arecha doesn't start. Same thing. You're checking out whether you love this person or not, so why are you doing to them something that you don't want done to you? You don't have the Avas Kamoicha either. Chaseh in the Ava of me. The Chayecha Koidmim is missing there. Chayecha Koidmim is not a stirit of After Recha Kamoicha. It's the catalyst for After Recha. You first have to be an Avas Atzmi. You first have to recognize what you are, what a neshama is, how much Hashem cares about you and loves you, to know how much Hashem cares about and loves the other guy. So in Achinami, when you're not behaving properly to the other guy, Chaseh. Never mind the Ava to them, but Chasem Ashu Bifnim, there's something missing in me. And the midas that we have, the bad midas, some people don't get angry. They have menucha. They have other problems. Some people don't have a big taiva for mom, and other people can't drive them a sugar the taiva for mom, and they'll trample on anybody to get a bit of money. Another guy won't get into an argument over money. There was a guy who heard about every year at the beginning of the year to take a few $1,000 and put it into a bank account. It was the money that he would use through the year not to get into fights and arguments with people. There's no amount of money that's worth losing my head over and getting angry over, getting upset over. But he knew himself, so whenever he had his, call it the Shalom Bais account, you know. Is it worth having a fight with your wife over this 50 shekels or not? I'm talking about you can't afford the 50 shekels. I'm talking about 1,000 shekels, maybe. No, it's not worth having a fight. So then have a Shalom Bais account, put the money aside, and when you have to take the money out, and pay, it's good advice. Okay. But everyone's got his own different midas, and yeah, that's part of the struggle in the real world. And no, I don't think we should walk around thinking that because I got angry that now I don't love my kid. It's going to make the burden of getting back on track much too hard. So what do we do with all this, while we're off the subject, so what do I do with all the times that I did get angry and I have slipped up and now I suddenly start realizing what did I do, it's overwhelming, so just give up. No! Zedoinus naso nischios. All these times I got angry are the catalyst of the hechatimsa that I'm not going to work on myself and improve myself and stop getting angry. When I do that, all those anger moments become mitzvahs. The mamish become mitzvahs. You know what? Because the Baal Tshuva's got all these avaries he did that now became mitzvahs. The tzaddik doesn't have that.
Are they avaries?
Huh?
Are they avaries?
What?
Baal Tshuva. He didn't know better before. It's an aver.
We're not talking about a ger, we're talking about Baal Tshuva.
Yeah.
Baal Tshuva is somebody who was keeping Torah and mitzvahs and left. And now he's come back. A Baal Tshuva doesn't have to leave Lagamre. A Baal Tshuva is somebody who's keeping all the mitzvahs. He's a tzadi gomo, and one day he moves a bit of muktza. So he did an aveira. So he's a Baal Tshuva. He has to be chozer b'tshuva. Ah, what's going to be with a muktza that he did, this blemish on his neshama, becomes a mitzvah. What we call Baalei Tshuva today are not Baalei Tshuva. What we call Baalei Tshuva today are geirim. And I'll prove it. A Baal Tshuva is somebody who's returning to somewhere where he was before. People that are tinnik shenishbas that become frum on going back to where they were. They're going into a whole new world. That's a ger. Rav Matisyahu Solomon told me he holds lahalocha. I'm not saying we paskin like this. He told me he holds lahalocha that the mitzvah of Oves Ager applies to a Baal Tshuva today, what we call a Baal Tshuva today. The 48 warnings in the Torah to Oves Ager applies to a Baal Tshuva today. I'm not telling you we paskin like that. I'm telling you I heard this from him myself. That's what he said. He said, we're not Baalei Tshuva. Geirim. Baal Tshuva is somebody that he was true, he was keeping. I'll tell you another thing. Kids that go off the derech, when they come back, they're not Baalei Tshuva either, they're geirim. They don't go off any derech, they were never on a derech. Someone who's on a derech doesn't go off. Some connected to Yiddishkeit doesn't leave. Rare cases. Something might happen. Acher. We have a few, Yeravan ben Navat, we have a few great Gedoli Tzadikim, Menashe ben Chizkiyahu. We have in Tanakh examples of Gedoli Yisrael who went off. Yoichanan Kohen Gadol who became a Tzduki. But those are rare aberrations. You don't see in the Amon Am somebody that has a kesh and he's connected to his Yiddish card, just throws away and walks away. Vice versa, he wasn't connected. Might look like he's frum and he goes off the derech. Speak to these kids. I'm going to send the beginnings of the foggiest idea what Yiddishkeit's about. Bring me a kid who went off the derech who really knows what Yiddishkeit's about. Usually he had a bad experience when he was 8 or 10 in cheder or whatever, or at home or whatever, and he was just like menutak legamre. He's not a Baal Tshuva either. He's a tinnik shenishba. I've heard psak like this, by the way. You can teach these kids, you can treat these kids like tinnik shenishbas. He's not a kid who knew Torah and now he's gone off. He never knew. It's the same thing as a Baal Tshuva. You may find an exception to what I'm saying, but they're exceptions, they're not the rule.
Bring up for Sunday,
yeah? Shkoch, yeah, I'll try to remember.